I'm Gene Randall. Continuing its spread around the world, the new coronavirus has now claimed more than 60,000 lives with about 1.1 million cases. The United States holds an unwanted and cruel distinction, the most COVID-19 infections in the world, nearly 280,000, with about 7,100 deaths. In hard-hit Europe, Italy and Spain combined have lost 26,000 lives with nearly a quarter of a million infections. With 82,000 cases, France has become the latest to overtake China, where the pandemic began. France has lost 6,500 people to COVID-19. The figures come from a running tally being kept by Johns Hopkins University here in the U.S. as it follows virus developments in 181 countries and regions. The latest to be hit by the illness, the Falkland Islands, a remote British territory in the South Atlantic, where Napoleon died in exile. One patient is said to be in stable condition, and the Falklands chief medical officer says she is working with the British military to trace the victim's contacts. At Egypt's main cancer hospital in Cairo, 15 medics have tested positive for the coronavirus, underlining the risks for those in the trenches of the battle against the sickness. Across Europe, medical workers struggle to save critically ill patients as they face a surge of hospital admissions, dwindling supplies of medications, improvised personal protective equipment, and a severe shortage of breathing machines. The head of Italy's hospital doctors' union fought back tears as he told reporters in Rome about the psychological trauma of the pandemic among his medical colleagues, noting reports that two Italian nurses had committed suicide. Here in the United States, the pandemic has prompted the Trump administration to issue new guidance. Use cloth face masks when out in public, though President Donald Trump says he won't use one, suggesting it just wouldn't look right. Mr. Trump on Friday emphasized that the guidance issued by his own Centers for Disease Control was voluntary. This is VOA News. President Trump has rejected the idea from infectious disease experts that he proclaim a nationwide stay-at-home order. Mr. Trump said he trusted state governors to make those decisions. Many of them refused to issue their own edicts. Others have issued limited orders, which allow bars and restaurants to remain open and permit large church gatherings despite the risks involved. The most prominent member of the president's coronavirus task force, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has said there should be a national stay-at-home mandate to help stem the spread of COVID-19 into states that are so far largely untouched by the virus, but which could be fertile territory for new outbreaks. The United States says its embassy in Moscow is trying to arrange charter flights to get American citizens home from Russia, where the COVID-19 caseload is approaching 5,000. A planned Aeroflot flight from Moscow to New York on Friday was canceled as the plane was on the taxiway. Russia has banned all international flights, including those designed to bring its own citizens back home. With its own growing number of COVID-19 cases now at 38,000 and deaths at 3,600, the UK is being told by a science advisor it may be possible to ease the country's lockdown by the end of May. It was put in place in late March. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson remains in coronavirus isolation. Much of China came to a standstill today as flags flew at half-staff to mourn patients and medical staff lost to COVID-19, which was born in the country's Hubei province. For 3 minutes, there was a nationwide silence, broken by air raid sirens. Though its figures have been questioned, China says it lost 3,000 people to the pandemic, which began in the city of Wuhan. Officials there plan to lift a travel ban next week. Residents have been slowly trickling back onto the streets, with some allowed to leave their homes for the first time since late January. Back in the U.S., the state of New York is counting 103,000 coronavirus cases and almost 3,000 deaths. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed an order allowing him to force the transfer of unused ventilators from hospitals and businesses for use where they are needed. Given that New York City is the country's pandemic epicenter, it seems apparent that is where the seized equipment will end up. In a country consumed by reports of the pandemic, President Trump chose Friday night to fire the Inspector General of his intelligence community, Michael Atkinson. He was the one who sent a whistleblower complaint about the president's Ukraine behavior to Congress. That action led to the congressional investigation into Mr. Trump and its subsequent impeachment by the Democratic House and his acquittal by the Republican-led Senate. The president said he lacked confidence in Atkinson, who was put on administrative leave. His dismissal is effective in 30 days. Punished by coronavirus developments, American markets ended the week with another set of losses as the U.S. economy suffers the devastating results of a dramatic shutdown. More news at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, VOA News.